37 this evening. I prayed and prayed, and I had nothing prepared for this evening, so I had to go home after service and pray and ask God, Lord, I need something. And I wrote down in my Bible calendar, whenever something sticks out to me or speaks to me, I have to write it down in my Bible calendar, and sometimes I can go back to that and be like, okay, God, what were you saying here? And he says, all right, this is the message that you're supposed to preach. So that's why it's important to write down sometimes on when God speaks to you about something. Right. Amen? Amen. I never know when he's going to use that again. Amen. So Psalms 37, if we could all stand, we'll read the first 13 verses of Psalms 37. Familiar psalm. I love the book of Psalms, don't you?
Amen.
You can draw much comfort from the book of Psalms.
Amen.
Psalms 37, starting in verse number 1. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb.
Amen.
Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while the wicked shall not be, yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. Let's pray. Father, we love you. We thank you so much for bringing us here this evening to hear again from your word, Lord. We just pray, dear God, that again, you would keep me from saying something that I shouldn't. Lord, allow me to say what you want me to say. Father, we pray for our pastor, that you be with him, and give him some rest, dear God, and just allow him to minister to those people there in Puerto Rico. Be with Brother Hartman, and we just pray, dear God, for your will to be done. And Lord, we love you, and we just pray, dear God, for the Holy Spirit's leading. Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. I think my mic went out. Did it go out?
Nope.
Can you still hear me?
Loud and clear.
Loud and clear. So Psalms 37 is the Psalm of David. I have that written in my Bible. You?
Amen.
The Psalm of David. We can write. We can gain so much comfort from the Psalms of David, right?
Amen.
Even from all the Psalms. I did a little research. You know, David wrote about 37 to 75 of the 150 Psalms that are in the Bible. I think that's got to be half, right?
Amen.
About half.
Amen.
A little history on David. I won't give too much, but I believe David is a good character in the Bible to study. Do you know that? He was a good character. David, he was the son of Jesse. His name meaning, do we know what David's name means? Beloved. I learned that today. You know, 1,118 times was his name referred to in the Bible.
Wow.
I think that's a lot.
That's
1,118 times was David's name referred to. You think that was a coincidence by any means? I don't think so. Especially through the book of Psalms, David went through some trials in his life, did he not?
Yeah.
And through the Psalms, he cried out to God and told us how God got him through that, right? Yeah. You know, David was a shepherd, right? Yeah. He was not only a shepherd, he was a servant, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. He also was a soldier.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He was a soldier. Not only that, he was also Israel, one of Israel's greatest kings.
Amen.
But do you know that David had to go through trials, through tribulations? Amen.
Yeah.
Not only through and through those two, you know, he also had some triumph.
Amen.
In the Psalms 37, it says, "Fret not." Fret not. What's fret not mean? Fret not. Don't what?
Worry.
Don't worry.
Worry.
So if we can gain something from David, it should be right here. Don't worry. David went through a lot.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Probably more than what you and I have gone through.
Yeah.
Maybe not. But David here was saying, fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. You know, David was also a sinner. A sinner that needed a Savior.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, God gave him some pretty good credentials and talked about them. God himself. Let's just look at a couple. In 1 Kings chapter 3. Chapter 3 and verse number 14. Let's look at what God says. And if thou wilt walk in my ways to keep my commandments, keep my statutes and my commandments as thy father David did walk. Now who is God talking to in this passage of scripture?
Solomon.
Right, he's speaking to Solomon, David's son. As thy father David did walk, then I will lengthen thy days. So he's telling Solomon, look at your father David, he walked in all my ways. He walked in all of God's ways while going through some trials and tribulations. That's saying something. Let's also look at 1 Kings chapter 11. Verse 38, and it shall be, if thou wilt hearken unto all that I command thee, and will walk in my ways, and do that, is right in my sight, to keep my statutes and my commandments as David my servant did. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
That I will be with thee, and build thee a sure house, as I built for David. And I will give Israel unto thee. So David was one who walked in God's ways. God said that himself.
Right.
Can God say that with us? Would God be able to look at your children and say, walk in the ways as your mom and pop did? Or grandma and grandpa? There's just some thoughts that when I was looking at David, God brought these things to light, and I'm like, these are really good.
Amen.
But still understanding David was human. He was a sinner. I already said that, needed a Savior.
Amen.
You know, also God it also said that David possessed integrity and uprightness.
Yeah. Amen.
That says something. Amen. 1 Kings chapter 9. We won't be long tonight, folks. First Kings chapter 9 and verse number 4. And if thou wilt walk before me as David thy father walked, in what? Integrity of heart, and in what?
Uprightness.
To do according to all that I have commanded thee, and will keep my statutes and my judgments. Amen. God is saying these things about David.
Amen.
David is not puffing himself up here. There's so many times where we like to toot our own horn and say, look at my credentials. We could all give ourselves some pretty good pats on the backs and credentials, but what does God say about those?
Well,
1 Kings chapter 14. Kings chapter 14 and verse number 8. And rent the kingdom away from the house of David and gave it thee. And yet thou hast not been as my servant David, who kept my commandments and who hath followed me with all his heart to do that only which was right in my eyes. Amen. 1 Kings 15. First Kings 15, verse number 5. Because David did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord. We could preach an entire message about doing what is right in the eyes of the Lord.
That's good.
But there's so many times, you know, God is always looking anyways.
Amen.
But there's so many times in our lives where we tend to forget that, you know, God is looking and knowing what sin in his, what sin we have in our lives, and we still continue to do it.
Yeah.
Why? Because we want to do what is right in our own eyes, not God's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So David was one who walked in God's ways. He possessed... I made a mistake about keeping gum in my mouth again. David possessed integrity and uprightness. And you know, David was all... He was a man after God's own heart. Right?
Amen.
1 Samuel. I'm going the wrong way. 1 Samuel. Chapter 13. First Samuel 13:14. But now thy kingdom shall not continue. The Lord hath sought him a man after his own heart. And the Lord hath commanded him to be captain over his people, because thou hast not kept that which the Lord had commanded thee. Amen?
Amen.
Acts 13. Acts 13. As soon as I find the book of Acts. There it is. Acts 13. And verse 22. 13:22. And when he had removed him, he raised him up unto them, David, to be their king, and to whom he also gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill all my will.
Amen.
So God here has got some pretty good things to say about David.
Mm-hmm.
But we all know how David was. David did sin, did he not, with Bathsheba?
Mm-hmm.
I would say these are some pretty good credentials that God gave him. But do you know all that David had went through, you know, that didn't stop him from having life, if that makes sense?
Right.
That You know, how am I going to say this? All the good that God told David, or that brought up about David, he still went through some pretty trying times.
Amen.
As he says in Psalms 37, fret not thyself because of evildoers. Why? Because if you remember, David, he went up and fought Goliath, did he not? Defeated Goliath. Nobody else wanted to, but he said, look at, you know, you're gonna mock my God like that, we're gonna have to do something about it. And then shortly after that, Saul recognized him, took him under his wing, and then Saul got mad. Did he not? He got jealous. He said, whoa, wait a minute. You're supposed to be praising me.
Yeah.
And then Saul set out to what?
Kill him.
He wanted to kill him. At least three times, I believe, that the Bible talks about Saul throwing a javelin at him and trying to kill him.
Yeah.
Would that not cause some fret in somebody's life? Saying, look at, man, he's trying to beat me. He's trying to kill me. He wants to get me out of here. But David, with a servant's heart.
Amen.
With a servant's heart in Psalms 37. Let's go over there again. You know, David even tried to run from Saul.
Yeah.
Tried to escape him. What Saul does? I'll chase you down. I'll find you. Right?
Yep.
And then Saul was inside David's cave. David saw him. David could have taken his life, could he not?
Yep.
And then brought it up to Saul and said, hey, you know, I could have gotten you back. Wouldn't have even known it. So Saul or David had mercy upon Saul. But you see, in all the midst of David's trials and tribulations, we can gain some wisdom off of that, off of Psalms 37. Fret not. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against workers of iniquity. See, in the midst of all life's problems, when we see in the world, listen, when we see in this world, and we hear of wars, are we hearing of those right now?
Yeah.
And rumors of wars?
Yeah.
Amen? The rising of sin? Mm-hmm. Amen?
Come on.
The decrease in morality? The rise of wickedness?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it can be kind of hard to be focused and not be so envious upon those that are doing wickedness. And they're getting away with it.
Mm-hmm. Preach it.
We can sometimes be like, what? They're doing that? Come on.
Yeah.
And they're getting away with it?
Come on.
But are they?
No.
All right? 2 Timothy chapter 3. Second Timothy chapter 3, this, know also that in the last days perilous times shall come.
Right.
We're seeing it. For men shall be lovers of their own selves.
Yep.
Are we seeing it?
No.
Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. Liz can probably tell you about all that she saw on Saturday at the bowling alley. There's some kids that out there that do not respect their parents whatsoever.
Right.
At a young age.
Yeah.
You hear me? At a young age. And guess what? Those kids that grow up not respecting their parents and being disobedient, they're going to grow up to be big disobedient kids. Amen?
Yeah.
And that's what we're having. Unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Sounds like Saul and David.
Yeah.
Traitors, petty, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such, turn away.
Amen.
So I would say David, in the midst of all his trials and tribulations, set it right in Psalms 36. Go back over there, or 37. David said it right. Fret not thyself. Don't worry about it. Because of evildoers. Why? Because perilous times shall come where men shall be lovers of themselves. Amen?
Yeah.
Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and withered as a green herb. And then David gives us here in the next few verses some ways that we can have some comfort in this world that we're going through.
That's right. Amen.
David knew how to get a hold of God when he needed to.
Amen.
Did he not?
Yep.
So we need to know how to get a hold of God.
Amen.
Because the world's not going to get better.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
It's only going to get worse.
Amen.
Yeah.
So us as Christians need to know where we can turn to, what we can do, and who to call upon in those times. In those times when we see evildoers doing evil and we get upset. Fret not. Don't worry. Keep serving God. Keep doing what's right. As David said, keep moving. Let's look at what David said in verse number 3. What did David say? Trust in the world. No, he said trust in the Lord. And what? And do good. Do good all the time. Not just some of the time. Integrity is what you do behind closed doors that only God can see. We can all do good when we're on the midst of one another. But when nobody's looking, what's God say? At my job, I test big casings and full assembled pumps. I test little parts. I test big parts. Bob probably is a little familiar with that. And I was trained that, I have to follow a certain regimen that the parts need to be tested to and for a certain amount of time. And if there's no fixture, they call it just ding it with an H and you ring it and move it on without testing it. I ain't doing that. I got to find a way out how to test this thing.
Amen.
Right? As God may throw some tests in your life, listen and say, you got to figure it out. Just don't bypass and be like, it's nothing. We'll just move it on. Why? Because somebody's going to get that pump or that part.
Yep.
And if it fails or malfunctions, guess what? Boy, I feel pretty... I'll be at fault. Right? So just don't ding it and ring it and move on. But David said, trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily shalt thou be fed. So we trust in the Lord. What do we trust the Lord in? How about first we trust in the Lord in His salvation?
Amen.
We need to trust God in His salvation. Sunday school was the assurance of salvation. Once you're saved, you're always saved.
Amen.
If you're here tonight and if you're not saved, trust Him in salvation.
Amen.
Come forward, grab somebody, male, female, somebody, and say, you want to get saved. We will show you from the scriptures on how to get saved. Amen?
Amen.
So we trust in the Lord in salvation. How about we also trust God's mercy?
Amen.
Sometimes we don't trust that.
Yeah.
Right? Sometimes we just, that ain't it. We don't want to trust in that. Psalms 32. Trust in God's mercy. Psalms 32, verse 10, many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Amen. So we got to trust God's mercy. Not only salvation, trust his mercy. You know, trusting also means not knowing all the answers to God's will.
Yeah.
That's part of trusting.
Amen.
If you knew the answers to God's will, what are you trusting?
Yeah.
Right? Pastor was asked to go down to Puerto Rico.
Amen.
He says, I'll go. Not knowing what was going to happen down there. Not knowing he was going to have to spend 3 weeks down there. But he was trusting God's will.
Amen.
Saying, hey, look, I got to be down here. And that's it. This is where God wants me. Has God got you where he wants you?
Come on.
We have to trust in his will. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, what's that say? Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy paths. That's trusting in his will. Not only trusting, not knowing all the answers to his will, but we need to trust in God's strength. Because our strength is so small. It's so weak. Amen.
Well,
we are absolutely nothing without the power of God in our lives.
That's right.
We will be powerless. We will fall to our shortcomings without the power of God, without God's strength. Isaiah chapter 26. Isaiah 26 and verse number 4 says, trust ye in the Lord for what?
Ever.
For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength.
Amen.
Everlasting strength. The Bible tells us that when we are weak, he is what?
Strong.
He is strong. And just the opposite, when we think we got it together, guess what? You're making God weak.
Right.
Amen. So be weak and let God be strong.
Amen.
Moving on, Psalms 37. So trust in the Lord, David says. Fret not because of the evildoers. Verse number 3 said, trust in the Lord. Let's look at verse number 4. Verse number 4 says, delight thyself also in the Lord. So David's not only telling us to trust in the Lord in the midst of a ruined world, but to also delight. Like, how can you delight in the Lord in the midst of all what's going on? Look to him. Amen? Look to Christ. Delight thyself also in the Lord. You can delight in his presence.
Amen.
How do you do that? Through prayer, through Bible reading. Amen. Delight in the presence of God. Psalms chapter 70. Psalm 70 and verse 4. Let all those that seek thee what? Rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified. Praise God's name, delight in his presence whenever you can, which should be all the time. Praise God when you're not doing so well. Praise God when you're doing really good.
Amen.
Praise him for everything. Everything that's in your life, praise God for it.
Amen. That's good.
Delight in his presence. Isaiah chapter 61. Psalm 61 and verse number Verse number 10. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bridegroom adorned herself with jewels. So we can delight in his presence. Delight thyself also in the Lord. Delight, how about in his word? We can delight in his word, Psalms chapter 1 tells us. Psalms chapter 1. Psalms 1 verse 1 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. There we go with the wickedness again. Nor standeth in the way of sinners. Right? Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. You see how it could be easy to have our focused on the wrong stuff? But verse number 2, it says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. Are we delighting in the word of God every day? I hope we are. This is the manual. Basic instructions before leaving earth. The B-I-B-L-E. Delight in his word. Let's look at what Jeremiah said in chapter 15. Jeremiah 15 and verse 16. Jeremiah 15, 16. Thy words were found, and I did eat them.
Amen.
And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts.
Good verse.
Man. The Lord showed me that, and I was like, they found. Thy words are found. And I didn't eat them. Mm. Man, when you get a hold of a Bible verse, you just got to, what, chew on it a little bit.
Yeah. It's satisfying.
God gives you that for a reason.
Amen.
Why? So you can, what, in Psalms 1, meditate day and night upon what? His word. And not look at what's going on out in the world.
Uh-huh.
Delight in his word. How about we also need to delight in his will?
Amen.
Whatever the case may be, we need to delight in God's will.
Amen.
Maybe you're here this evening and you say, I don't know what God's will is for my life. Get in the book and he'll tell you.
Right.
Well, I am reading. I am reading. I'm in it every day.
Keep reading.
Yeah.
Keep reading. Right. Brother Paul, I pray and read every day, all day, and I still don't know what God's will for my life is. His will for your life is to keep reading and keep praying.
Amen.
And just to be obedient.
That's right.
Amen. You know, I struggled with that for a little while. I was reading, praying, coming to church witnessing. I said, God, what is your will for my life? Keep reading, keep praying.
Amen.
Keep fellowshipping.
Occupy.
That's his will.
Occupy.
Occupy till I come. Encourage when you can.
Amen.
Witness when you can. And if you got a talent, listen. And if you got a talent that you can use for God, use it.
Amen.
For his honor and glory.
Amen.
So if you can sing, I suggest you sing for God.
Amen.
If you can play an instrument for God. If you can clean for God. If you can transport people around for God. God gave you something to use for him. We ought to use it.
Yep.
Not hold it in. Amen?
Amen.
Don't let the world keep that in. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that makes sense, but let delight in his will. Maybe his will for you is to just to come out and do what he gave you.
Be faithful.
Amen?
Amen.
Delight in his will, Psalm 37. Now, I was talking to Brother Doug, and I told him this, and I was talking to my wife. One pastor called me, he texted me and says, call me when you can. I called him on my first break at work, and he goes, hey, I'm going to be in Puerto Rico for the next couple of weeks. I said, oh. Right? Instantly, after I got off the phone, I had to text my wife. I said, look, I don't ask for prayer, but I need prayer. I'm a little overwhelmed right now, and it hasn't even begun. Right? Not only was I instantly overwhelmed with preaching and doing what God had called me to do, listen, also overwhelmed with the amount of work that I had at work and how to balance all that. I was overwhelmed. But being in the Lord's will, God goes, I've been training you for this.
That's right.
Amen. So if you're just reading and praying and reading and praying, God's training you for something.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, He's trying to mold you into what he's trying to mold.
Yep.
But sometimes we want to stick out our arms or feet or our legs and cause a little defect in that mold.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let God mold you. Let God use you. I don't know why it went off on that. Oh, delight in his will, Psalms 37. In verse 23, the steps of a good man are ordered, where?
By the Lord.
Amen. And he delighteth in his way. Man, when you're in God's will, as David was in God's will, there was nothing going to bother David. Why don't you think he didn't kill Saul? Because God told him, you don't touch the anointed.
Amen.
Right?
Man, God's so good, isn't he? Amen. Psalms 37, we're already there. Trust in the Lord, delight thyself also in the Lord. Look at verse number 5, what David gives us. That's right. Verse number 5, David says, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass.
Amen.
Brother Paul, what am I to commit to the Lord? It's easy as this. Commit your entire life to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God doesn't want half, a quarter, three quarters, 7/8, 15/16. He wants the entire thing. He wants you to say, you want to know what, God? Here am I. Send me. Isaiah said that, did he not? I remember the day when the Lord called me just to surrender to whatever he wanted.
Amen.
I sat right over there, and I was white knuckling that chair. You ever do that? Man, God, is that really you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I couldn't take it no more. I had to go up and surrender my entire life to Jesus Christ.
Mm. Amen.
You want to know why? Because God had brought up something that I said to him in the past. When I was on my way to somewhere not good. And as I told him before I went, God, if I have to go to this place, I will still serve you. Even if I'm in that place. And God goes, remember what you told me?
Come on.
I came right up front. Says, I'm here I am.
Amen. That's good.
Maybe somebody needs to do that tonight.
Come on.
And just commit their entire being to Jesus Christ. Wherever you work, wherever you go, whatever you say, everything is committed to Jesus Christ.
Right.
Your whole life belongs to Him. Amen?
Amen.
He died for you.
Amen.
Give it back to Him. Everything. He'll take care of it all. You just got to trust, delight, and commit. Commit thy way unto the Lord, 1 Samuel. First Samuel chapter 12. First Samuel chapter 12 and verse 24, it says, only fear the Lord and serve Him in truth with what? All your heart. For consider how great things He hath what? Done for you. Have you ever considered all the great things God has done for you? That should drive us to say, okay, I'm serving you. I tell you what, when my boys are obedient and willing to do anything for their dad or their mom, you know how easy it is for me to help them out. Even though I'm his dad, I have. But does that make sense? Like when he is committed and willing to follow directions and do the things that mom and dad ask. It's so much easier to, when he goes, hey, can I have this at the store? Sure, why not? Mm-hmm. Well, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Amen. Amen.
Commit. Commit. Your whole heart, everything. First Chronicles. First Chronicles chapter 28. First Chronicles 28 and verse number 9. And thou, Solomon, my son. Who's speaking here?
David.
Right? Solomon's his son. So he's talking to Solomon here. And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart, with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts and understandeth all imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off. He will cast thee off forever. Amen. Those some good words of a father.
Amen.
To his son.
Amen.
Amen. Serve him with a perfect heart. Let's look at verse 20 of the same chapter. Chapter 28, verse 20. And David said to Solomon, his son, be strong and of courage and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee until thou hast finished all the work of the service of the house of the Lord. Listen, you commit your entire life to Jesus Christ until He either comes back or until He calls you home.
That's right. Amen.
David is telling his son, look, it, serve God all day, every day, no matter what. As we ought to as well. Amen?
Amen.
Yes, we should. And lastly, back in Psalms 37. Psalms 37 and verse number 7. Says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him.
Come on.
Look at those words again. Fret not, right? Mm-hmm. Verse 1 he says, fret not. Mm-hmm. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass.
Yeah.
So David is saying, look, you got to trust in the Lord. You got to delight in the Lord. You got to commit your ways to the Lord. And while you're doing all that, you will have rest.
Amen.
You will have rest in the midst of your trials, your tribulation. But how can that be? Why? Because you've done all the first things. All those things that David said in verses 3, 4, and 5. Doesn't God bring peace when you're in His will and doing what He wants you to do?
Right.
And amongst of evildoers, you can still have rest. Amen? He just wants you to rest. And what's Matthew chapter 11 say? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you what?
Rest.
Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest where? In your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. It's all about God. It's all about God. So if you got cares of this world, give them to Christ.
That's right.
The Bible says, fret not. And why aren't we not to fret? Verse 8 tells us to cease from anger and forsake from wrath. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord shall inherit the earth. And that was in verse number 9. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Verse 10. And thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. Verse 13 of Psalms 37. Why are we not to fret? The Lord shall laugh at him. Does that mean? No. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. There'll be a day for those evildoers.
Amen.
But it's our job to tell those evildoers about the love of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. It's our job. So in the midst of all of David's trials, he comes up with Psalms 37. And this was at the end of his days. In verse 25 it says, I have been young and now am old. Yet they have not seen the righteousness forsaken, nor his seeds begging bread. Mm-hmm. So David saw it. He saw what God can do for his people. Amen?
Amen.
Can you see what God is doing for you?
Amen.
And for the people? I hope so. So trust God. Delight in him. Amen.
Amen.
And commit your whole life.
Amen.
That's all he wants. He just wants your life. Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, we love you. We thank you, God, so much for loving us. For we know that we can't love without your love. So, dear God, we pray that you would show us more and more every day how much you love us. And allow that love to overflow upon those around us. Lord, you're good to us all the time. We don't deserve what we have. And Lord, we thank you so much again for the King James Bible and the truths that are in it. And we just pray, dear God, that you please be with this invitation. In Jesus' name, amen.